It's a mighty fancy automobile.
Oh, she's a real road king, all right. 0 to 60 in 7.5. She'll do a quarter of a mile, 13.40.
390 horsepower.
500 foot-pounds of torque. Whatever that is. Performance and image, that's what it's all about.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This is Drive Radio. All of your automotive questions are just one phone call away. 303-477-5600. Drive Radio is made possible by the member shops of Colorado Select Auto Care Centers. To find one near you, go to drive-radio.com. Now, Drive Radio on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Don't forget, next Saturday, we'll be out at the Napa News Store. That's at 18364 East 104th Avenue in Commerce City. We'll be broadcasting live, so make sure you come by and say hi. In the meantime, Jeff, Western Montana, you are next. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning again, John.
Good morning.
This might actually be a topic for your weekday show.
Okay.
Since it's about automobiles, I thought I'd bring it up here.
Sure.
I was listening to a podcast recently this week, and they were talking about the fact that Car Talk radio show on PBS is no longer on there.
Right.
And I hadn't listened to it in years. I didn't realize that. But the reason they gave is that, and it kind of ties into some of the things that have happened this week around PBS and, you know, losing their one editorial guy and then the new CEO coming on and proving how woke she is that the wokesters in PBS did not think that it was appropriate to have a show on like that where you were telling people how to work with their hands. It didn't fit the demographic that they were after.
Interesting.
They didn't say that, but
Jeff, they were just doing replays anyways, because there hasn't been an actual new, you know, quote-unquote, that show was called Car Talk on NPR. There hasn't been a new Car Talk show in some years because one of the brothers died.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they've been reruns for, as far as, unless I'm wrong, if somebody can, you know, prove me wrong, I don't think there's been an actual live show for quite some time.
No, I don't know that they've had replays. Again, I don't know when it went off the air. Paid attention to it, but as I heard this, it was like, that's really interesting. If the culture has changed enough that
interesting
that public radio that we finance doesn't think that it's worthwhile hosting something like you guys do, which just makes what you do all the more valuable.
I mean, and again, here, you know, yeah, we give advice on how to do some things on your own. We also give advice on, you know, a lot of today has been what to buy, what not to buy, things to consider. I mean, you name it. I mean, a lot of what we cover at times isn't even do-it-yourself stuff. So I'm confused as to why NPR would take that stance. That's just stupidity, Jeff.
Well, I think if you look at it, it's that it fits into the whole niche of we don't want suburbs. We don't want people
true
to own their own people.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
People to travel.
True.
So the less if we advertise that and support that and encourage that sort of behavior, the more we will get to the inevitable glorious utopia.
It hasn't been a new show, by the way, with them. I did look it up since 2012.
Yeah, because Ray died years ago.
So Magliazzoli, the brothers, they retired in 2012, and then, yeah, one of them passed away.
Like 2 or 3 years
okay,
after that.
Okay, there you go. So reality is they haven't been on since 2012. Amazing. Here's credit to them. Amazing they could be running best ofs for this long.
Yeah.
Give them credit.
Yeah. So just that.
No, that's a great talk. No, that's great. I appreciate. I didn't really even realize that, Jeff. So thanks for the news. I did not know that.
You bet.
Okay, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. And okay, used car market. This is one thing I was going to ask you guys. Is it up, down, sideways? Where are we at on it? Is it changing?
So we went to the sale 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
And the used car market, I don't know, the sales have been down January through March. Well, now that they're starting to pick up again, I was at the auto auction yesterday, and I couldn't touch anything price-wise. So I don't think things are going down. I don't think they're necessarily up,
Okay.
But
fairly stable.
It's the same.
I don't think the pre-COVID days are coming back. I think the cars are going to stay where they're at.
Well, I think given the fact, and you know, Josh, you and I talk about this pretty routinely, given the fact that people are tight right now, despite what the feds and others might tell you, or even the White House right now, people are struggling. It's hard to get things done, in some cases even get what they own repaired and handled. New car sales are definitely down. I predicted, and not taking credit because it really wasn't that hard to figure out, but I predicted that you wouldn't see new car inventories rising until 2024. We're now 2024. Yes, inventories are now finally rising. They finally not only have caught up, but the economy has changed enough to where people just can't afford, you know, a new truck. John from Cheyenne, you know, new Ram, I look at that. You know, you can't hardly buy a good, solid half-ton truck for under 70 grand today. And if you get it fairly loaded, it's 80 plus. So the reality is that's hitting people in a lot of different places. And the reality is, you know, people are struggling, and that's partly why new car sales are down and inventories are up. Now, how does that equate to the used car, some of you might ask? When people don't buy new, they don't trade in their used, meaning there still isn't a plethora of used cars. And as we talked to a listener earlier with, you know, Frank, who's got a, was it Frank? Yeah, Frank, sorry, I'm not saying that right. It wasn't Frank. Who was our listener? Dave in Westminster that had the Subaru that's wrecked. Okay, you're going to have those things also that now come into play, where there's a certain amount of cars that just leave. They're stolen. They're wrecked. Things happen. And the reality is the market itself shrinks automatically. So even if people aren't buying new cars, there's still less used cars around. And so to my point, Justin, is no matter what all of the quote unquote pundits say that the market's going to crash, no, it's actually not going to. It'll adjust, but it's not going to crash.
Yeah, I was at Loveland Auto Auction yesterday, and a lot of times they've got upwards of 350, 400 cars. It's a smaller auction. I think yesterday they ran 280.
Okay.
So there's
your answer. All right.
If the dealers are fighting over them, the prices are going to go up.
That's exactly right. John and Cheyenne, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, sir. Good. You? Good.
I was glad that you got a little amusement out of my text at the beginning of Fix It Radio.
Always.
question. So I did those rear shocks on my Ram.
Yep.
It's an 11 Ram 1500. And it's still not perfect. It's got a little sway. So I go back underneath there because, you know, I can. And the bushings on the back sway bar are worn out. But I can't, other than Mopar, I can't find anybody that carries those online.
Okay.
I search NAPA site, everybody's.
There's companies and I'm looking it up right now. There's companies that will make urethane bushings for those sway bars. They won't be rubber, and there's different opinions on whether it's better, worse, etc. I'm not going to go down that path, but you should be able to buy urethane bushings for that, John, still to this day.
Yeah. Because the only place I could find them where they showed the actual rear sway bar bushing, you know, where it bolts to the frame, was Mopar. And they wanted $62 a piece.
Oh.
That's a lot.
Yeah, because the front ones were, like, urethane ones for the front were like $20 a piece.
I'm trying to talk and look here at the same time, but they, again, I'd have to get on their website and double check, but I would be shocked if they don't make some for it.
Who would that be?
Energy Suspension is the name of the company.
Energy Suspension.
Correct. I sold a lot of their product back in the day.
Okay. Because I just wonder, they're worn out. You can tell just by looking at them, they're worn out. And that's causing that lit. It went from, you saw the shock that I sent you the picture of.
Right.
That was shot. And it went from a roll to just a little roll.
And I'm looking, and yes, they do. So they make a rear sway bar end link kit, $46.24 each.
Okay. And that's not the links. This is the actual sway bar bushings that were.
Okay. They'll have those as well.
Okay, and let me write that down. You said Energy Solutions?
Suspension. Energy Suspension. Energy. It's in the website. Okay. It's energysuspensionparts.com. Now, On the same token, you can go to somebody like Josh or Fort Collins, you know, up there, go to Legacy or Ridgeline up in Fort Collins, and they can find that for you and get it, and, you know, get it as well. Same price, by the way, when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Okay. Do they and they'll sell to anybody the energy suspension?
I believe so. You're gonna pay a retail price, of course, if you go online and do it. Probably some shipping and so on as well. But yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, but still, like I said, Mopar, $62 each.
It's got that M name on it.
Yeah. OEM. That's the OEM ones. Yeah, yep. And that was the only one I could find. But so I said, well, let me call and ask John because. I got snow on the ground, so it ain't getting done this weekend.
I changed a lot of those out back in the day. So, yeah, that was very, very – I mean, bushings back in the day on four-wheel drives, even to this day still. I mean, that was a big thing of what we did in our world back then. Did a lot of those. I used to stock all the kits, by the way, back then. Very popular. And again, you're going to get different schools of thought on should you run urethane or not. Some will tell you that the ride is harsher, this, that, and the other. I will tell you when it comes to the sway bar end of things, I never could tell much difference one way or the other.
Sometimes noise.
They can be a little noisier. Hey, well, now here's the trick on the urethane bushings, and where most of them make noises, they were never installed correctly and didn't have the right lube because you cannot use a petroleum oil on a urethane bushing. So spraying them with any kind of oil or having an oil leak, that'll wipe out a urethane bushing.
So what do you put, silicone?
They make a special lube. Your energy suspension makes a special lube for their bushings that you have to use. I used to buy it by the can back then that we only used. Because a lot of guys would make the mistake of putting wheel bearing grease or things like that in, and all it does is destroy the bushing.
Okay, and then one other question. When I did the front ones, there was a pain in the butt to get the bolts started because they were so much newer. Is there a trick?
Yeah, run a thread chaser down that hole first.
Okay. No,
not a tap, but a thread chaser.
Right. No, what I'm saying is that the bolt, like, it wasn't long enough because I couldn't compress it.
Oh, yeah, you got to squeeze them together. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to lift, like, one side of the axle or the other side.
Yeah, you got to squeeze them together. Oh, yeah.
Switch the load on it.
Okay. Yep. Is there a trick on squeezing or just use, like, a clamp and just keep cranking on it?
There's some tricks of the trade, yes. If you have a lift, of course, it makes all this much, much easier because you can put like a
pole jack.
Yeah, we used to use a screw jack underneath them to, you know, raise one side of the bar up and squeeze things together.
Okay. So
if you're underneath the car, a second floor jack in that particular area where you can crank up that side, yeah, there's all sorts of little or a bottle jack even. There's tricks that way.
Or take the sway bar link loose, and then you unload the whole sway bar system.
Right.
And that's also when you tighten it the final bit.
You want
put
to
it on the grand.
Make it loaded when
load
you tighten
it up, like, just like it's going down the road. Don't have it hanging and then tighten them all the
all
way
all bushings. I don't care if you're putting a lift kit on, doing whatever, all of you listening, whenever you're doing any kind of bushing work, you want to tighten everything, torque it all down, loaded. Mm-hmm. Not unloaded, but loaded.
Sure. So
big mistake technicians make, by the way, even at the dealership, because most of them don't do it loaded. It's easy to do it when it's up in the air and the suspension's all hanging. They want to tighten everything up because they don't have to crawl underneath the vehicle to do that, but you really need to do them on the ground. The
easiest way to install noise.
That's right.
Okay, so what you're saying is tighten them up, set it on the ground, get your torque wrench.
You got it. Absolutely. Snug them up, tighten them fully on the ground.
Right. Okay, so just tighten them up while it's up in the air so they're not going to fall apart.
Correct,
and
right. And then final tightening on the ground, yes.
Yep, and I've got the manual on it, so I know what the torque spec is, so that's not a big deal. But I'm old school like that, John. I like a torque wrench for certain things.
There you go.
Hey, John, thanks.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it very much. Scott, Eric, guys, hang tight. We'll come right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560.
If you're new to the area, our Napa Auto Care Center would like to extend a hearty welcome. We'd like to introduce you to our top quality vehicle maintenance and repairs, nationwide warranty, and service you can trust. Stop by our Napa Auto Care Center for your special welcome kit. It has the information you need to get to know us, plus welcome specials to save you money from the very start. Visit NapaOnline.com. Napa Know
How! You are responsible for making sure that you are properly insured, but you're not alone. While Paul Leuenberger believes in personal accountability, he wants to make sure he's setting you up for success as your home and auto insurance agent. Paul will teach you about how you can save money on your premium while being fully covered in case of a loss. Your insurance should be for emergencies, not petty cosmetic issues. Insurance is not a coupon, your bank account, or for maintenance. Paul Leuenberger will tell you that your insurance is for emergencies. And when you work with Paul, you'll be rewarded for your diligence. Ask him about their incentivizing rebate program. Take a higher deductible and take responsibility. It's just one of the ways they can afford to keep their rates low. Take control of your life. Take responsibility for your insurance coverage. Call Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance now at 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789.
If your engine doesn't leak oil, but you have to add to it between oil changes, where does the oil go? The problem occurs when piston rings clog with carbon and then allow oil to blow by the pistons and burn in combustion chambers. The best service shops use a BG product that cleans the engine in just 15 minutes. Find a shop with BG products at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. It will protect your engine and your pocketbook. Find a shop now. Go to bgfindashop.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Attention Denver drivers, are you tired of the same old routine when it comes to car maintenance? Well, it's time to experience automotive excellence like never before at Toyexus Denver. At Toyexus Denver, we're your trusted partners in automotive care and specialize in Toyota, Lexus, and Honda and Subaru vehicles with a commitment to quality and customer satisfaction. We've been serving the Denver community for years, providing top-notch service. But that's not all. Our experienced and friendly staff goes the extra mile to ensure your vehicle receives the care it deserves. From routine maintenance to major repairs, our certified technicians use state-of-the-art equipment and high-quality parts to keep your car running smoothly. Plus, at Toyexus Denver, we believe in transparency and honesty. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward and fair prices that put you in the driver's seat. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Visit Toyexus Denver today at ToyexusDenver.com to learn more about our services and schedule your next service appointment. You can also call 303-722-0234. Toyexus Denver, where automotive excellence meets customer satisfaction. Drive with confidence. Drive with Toyexus Denver.
All right, we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Myself, Josh Goff from Legacy Automotive and Ridgeline up in Boulder and Fort Collins now. Justin as well from the same location. Scott in Lakewood, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi, I appreciate the chance to ask this question.
Sure.
I have 2002 Ford Explorer Sport Track, and the automatic door locks don't automatically work most of the time. And is that tied in also with the cruise control, which I can get to work if I tap the side of the brake pedal while I'm driving? Is there a switch somewhere down there on the brake pedal that is going bad?
Yeah, there is a switch for the cruise control on the brake pedal. And then the door locks, do they work? So have you gone around to both switches up front to see if there's a difference, or is it the same, no matter if you're on the passenger side door lock switch or the driver's side?
Well, it's when I take off. The automatic, they just lock by themselves.
Oh, the speed-related locks?
Oh, the speed-related, and they don't work anymore?
Well, I can tap the side of the brake pedal and get them to work.
right? So yeah, there is the cruise control switch or the brake light switch. They're usually one and the same. They're like the same switch, but there's two different circuits in it. So that circuit probably is going bad, and it thinks that you kind of have the brakes on when you don't.
Yeah, and you might want to have that looked at soon. Yeah. You may not have brake lights.
Yeah, you may not have brake lights too. And so when you're tapping that switch, then it's just resetting that switch and letting it close, and letting you the door locks work and letting the cruise control work.
So you're saying I possibly don't have brake lights until they engage.
Well, if the switch is bad, you may not have brake lights at all. So when you push the pedal down, do you have
brake lights? Have a brake light.
You have brake lights, yeah.
I have brake lights, okay. Yeah. Those have never been an issue.
Okay, because sometimes it's the same switch that has two different circuits in it, one that actually turns on the brake lights and then one that runs the cruise control or the body module on it. And then some of them have two different switches. I don't know on your Ranger which that is. I would assume being the age is probably one switch with two different circuits on it. But that sounds like what's going on. Is that
something I can switch out?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just crawl under there. I don't remember if that one's adjustable or not. So some, you just do a quarter turn and it pops out and you unhook the electrical connector. And then other ones actually have a nut and a bolt, so you adjust the actual height. So you just need to make sure that you count threads if it's the one you adjust the height on and put it back in the exact same way.
And this is under the dashboard?
Under the dashboard. Right around. So you look at the top of the brake pedal and you'll see those switches up there, kind of where it hinges and where it's actually able to move. You'll see those switches go to like a little pad on the actual top of the brake lever.
Well, it sounds easy enough.
Yeah, the part looks like it's online anywhere from $7.50 to $25. It's cheap.
And NAPA will have that in stock. Scott, if you just drive by a store and grab it, they'll have that.
I'm parked out the side of one right now.
There you go.
So, Brian, appreciate your help.
Scott, thank you very much, by the way. Great, great call. Appreciate that very much. Eric, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So, first off, one quick question. You guys are saying about, the used car market, the prices are probably going to still go up.
Yeah, I don't know about up, but they're not going to go down, is my opinion.
Well, this is what I was going to say is I've seen a couple of different YouTube videos, a couple of different guys who are either used car brokers or former or something like that, and they've commented that certain dealers who charge exorbitant prices, who are charging basically new car prices for used cars, are really struggling to sell, and that other segments of the market are, with the used car market, and even the new car side, are kind of hurting a little bit because the prices are so ridiculous.
Not knowing what these guys are saying. The one thing though, I always caution everybody on when it comes to these social media stars, let's just call it that. And there's some good ones and there's some not so good ones. Keep in mind, all of them are looking for clicks. They're going to say whatever they can say that's as outlandish as possible to try to get as many people watching as possible. So far, not one of those guys I've ever watched throughout the last 5 years, Eric, has been accurate. Some of them have been more accurate than others, but the majority of them that are the doom and gloom guys are typically very, very wrong. Now, all that being said, are there dealers that have been overcharging for too long, and are they coming back into adjustment because they have to? Absolutely. And I think that's the good thing of the market right now, is even some of these guys that have been charging exorbitant over the top list price, for example, we're going to get our 10 grand dealer service fee on this particular make and model. Those are pretty much gone, with the exception of, like, Eric, if you're going to go buy a new Z06 or something, yeah, they're still bringing, 40-50K over sticker, but that's a very unique car and a unique situation, and yes, they're still getting that, but that's about the exception. Most everything else has come in line.
Well, where I was going on it was like CarMax, as compared to a lot of other used car dealers, are generally about 10 to 15% or more higher.
Well, not knocking CarMax, but explaining some of where even that comes from. They sell cars to a lot of people that wouldn't otherwise be able to sell cars because of the way they can fund, and in turn, yes, they're going to get more money out of the car. It's just, that's the way it works. Am I right, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It is.
So that's another factor that has to be included, that not every one of these, quote-unquote retired brokers is telling you.
Years ago, I almost bought one from them, and they were charging CPO price for a two-year-old vehicle, and actually the price they were charging was higher than the CPO price through the manufacturer.
I wouldn't doubt that. And that's probably still happening today, Eric.
Yeah, and I made a comment. I kind of made a half-joking comment to the salesman. I said, you're way overpriced. And he said, based on what? And I showed him what the KBB price was. And he said, our repricers have forgotten more about repricing than KBB will ever know.
In his defense, he's not wrong. Doesn't mean that I would have to pay that price for that car. And again, KBB is a guide, not the Bible. And they don't always take into account, even though you put a zip code in, they are not always accurate on that particular locale.
Yeah.
So he's not all wrong.
The other question I've got is, when we talk about whether or not to replace a vehicle, wife and I went to the auto show, and she's always commenting about wanting this or wanting that. And in our discussions the other day, we've kind of narrowed some things down to like four options. One of which is to keep her little Verano that mechanically is in excellent condition. The interior is in excellent condition. The exterior, the biggest thing is the crappy GM paint from the early teens,
right.
20 teens. The car would needs repainted because the paint's failing. But mechanically in the interior, it's in excellent condition. There's no rust, type thing. The other option is she looked at the new Nissan Altima SR with the 2.5 turbo, all-wheel drive. We've test drove one, and she's kind of like, ooh, I want this.
I wouldn't because it's got a CVT transmission, but that's a no-go for me personally.
Well, that was the other question because she's also contemplating, like, she looked at the Crosstrek, and she really likes the Crosstrek, which
same,
is also a
same
CVT.
Thing. Sorry, I am just anti-CVT. I would not own a car with a CVT personally. I know some do. That's fine. More power to you. A lot more maintenance as long as you know what you're getting into, which, by the way, most don't because the dealer doesn't inform them of those things. But would I buy a car with a CVT? No, I would not.
Well, the CVT issue aside, would you?
Either one of those? Yeah, but you can't buy them without it, so it's a no-go for me.
Well, right. I understand that, but, I mean, I guess my part on that is, I'm smarter than the average, so, my maintenance on it's going to be better than what the dealer is going to sit there.
The reason I say that, Eric, there's other options that don't have that where I'm not limited to just those two cars. I would buy something else.
Well, because, she looked at Toyota.
I mean, I'd buy a Camry before I buy an Altima.
Well, but like Camry and the Toyota and the Honda aren't all wheel drive. And she didn't.
And you need that. Why?
Toyota and she.
I mean, no offense, Eric. The 4 or 5 days a year in Colorado, you actually need that. Why?
Yeah. Well. Believe me,
I'm just being very practical. I mean, it goes back to Kurt Rogers earlier, the guy with the minivan that only needed it once a year for his family coming to town. No, you don't need a minivan.
Right. No, believe me, her and I had that discussion.
I mean, the 5 days a year where she has to go from A to B, call an Uber.
Well, this is what I told her. I said, your front-wheel drive Verano with these tires that are on there has not been stopped yet.
Nor would the Camry.
Driving for... Well, like I say, she just, when we looked at them, nothing in the Toyota line did she like. And same with Honda. She's like, I just don't like them. So that was kind of narrowing it down. And I said, okay, what about Hyundai, since you can still get like the Elantra and I think the Sonata. And she kind of looked at them and she's like, I don't know. And, it was more, that was just kind of where she wanted. And that's where I made the comment. I said, okay, well, I went and got a quote the other day of about $5,500 to refinish her car. I've talked to three different body shops. And I'm like, your car has 46,000 miles on it. Why not just spend the money to refinish it and we'll just drive the wheels off of it? And she just kind of gave me a blank stare.
These are, and Dan, these are internal family discussions.
And this is where I was just kind of like, and this is where I was kind of like, well, you know, let me talk to, because the other option was she did look at a couple small SUVs that she liked that are regular transmissions, but I'm not willing to spend that kind of money, because what she was looking at were $40,000, and I'm like, I'm not willing to spend that money.
You know, if she likes that Nissan Altima, one thing you could look at is the Infiniti Q50. Not the new one. If you get a brand new one, they come with a CVT. But if you go back a few years, they had a normal step ratio transmission. I mean, it's basically the same engine that she's going to be looking at in the Altimas. They actually have a couple different lines, but basically same car, more bells and whistles, but you could get that car with a step ratio transmission. So that might be an option if she's set on that Altima.
Okay, I might contemplate that idea.
But do your research and make sure you get the right year.
Yeah. Okay. I will kind of start looking back.
Perfect.
Backwards at that too. All right. Thanks,
Eric. Thanks. No, appreciate it very much. Craig, Marty, you guys hang tight. We'll come right back. Drive Radio KLZ 560.
If you're looking for great quality eye care, look no further than Stack Optical. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and for over 20 years, Alan Stack has been taking care of our optical needs. At Stack Optical, they handle all of your eyewear needs with glasses, prescription glasses, shooting glasses, sunglasses, contacts, eyeglass repairs, and yes, even eye exams. And those eye exams are only $69. And if you've been told you've got a complicated prescription, that's just one of the specialties at Stack Optical. At Stack Optical, they have their own on-site lab, and in most cases, you can have your new glasses in just 2 to 3 days. Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway, free and up-close parking. Call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or visit stackoptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take vitamins, exercise, ease up on the coffee. Sound familiar from your last visit to the doctor? Well, your Napa Auto Care Center knows preventative maintenance too. By grouping together services your vehicle needs, customized for the way you drive, they can save you time, money, and hassles, prevent troubles down the road, and give you confidence when you travel. Ask your Napa Auto Care Center to build a preventative maintenance plan for your vehicle today. Visit NapaOnline.com. Napa Know How!
Got too much debt but a low rate on your mortgage? Worried that rates aren't going to go down fast enough? Need relief now? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Before your property tax and homeowner insurance goes up, we can help you lower your monthly payments, pay off your debt, and lower the amount of interest you pay. We have been changing lives in Colorado for over 20 years. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and let our experience continue to save you money. Want to downsize but can't qualify with a current mortgage and a new one? Been told you have to sell your house for the down payment? That debt ratio is too high? We can help. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Use your equity for the down payment and debts, qualify only on the new mortgage payment, and have no more contingency offers. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our experience can save you money. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Are you ready to revolutionize your ride? Look no further than Legacy Automotive Boulder, your one-stop destination for all your automotive needs. We're here to take your driving experience to the next level, whether you're an eco warrior or a diesel enthusiast. We know you love the power and endurance of your diesel engine. At Legacy Automotive Boulder, we speak diesel fluently. Our skilled mechanics have years of experience in diesel service, repairs, and maintenance. From routine checkups to major overhauls, we've got you covered. We'll keep your diesel engine roaring with efficiency and provide you with the exceptional service you deserve. But that's not all. Legacy Automotive Boulder offers a range of services for all types of vehicles. From oil changes to brake repairs, tire rotations to transmission maintenance, we're here to ensure your ride performs at its peak. Our state-of-the-art facility is equipped with the latest diagnostic tools so you can trust our experts to accurately diagnose and fix any issue. And did we mention our commitment to satisfaction? At Legacy Automotive Boulder, we pride ourselves on delivering a five-star experience. From the moment you step through our doors, our friendly staff will greet you with a smile and provide personalized attention. We believe in transparency and integrity, so you'll always know what services you need and why. Your satisfaction is our driving force. So why wait? Experience the Legacy Automotive difference today. Just go to legacyautoboulder.com to book an appointment. Whether you're an EV enthusiast, a hybrid aficionado, or a diesel devotee, we're here to keep you on the road with confidence. Legacy Automotive Boulder, where expertise meets excellence.
Have you ever thought about owning a classic car, hot rod, older truck, or an out-of-the-norm vehicle? Worldwide Vintage Autos is the place to go for all your vintage car and truck needs. With over 80,000 square feet of indoor showroom and warehouse space, they make the shopping experience easy. Every vehicle they sell is checked out by their own staff and is verified as a roadworthy vehicle, and this includes consignment vehicles. When you buy a vehicle from Worldwide, it's a vehicle you can safely drive home. They sell over 1,200 vehicles a year, and most of their inventory comes from people like you and me. If you want to eliminate the hassle of selling your vintage or unique vehicle, give them a call today. By the way, sign up today for the VIP list. They'll give you updates on all their new inventory that the general public doesn't see yet, and it's at a discounted price. Worldwide Vintage Autos. Don't let the name fool you. They sell worldwide, but their showroom is right here in Denver. Find them today at worldwidevintageautos.com or call 877-378-4679 and make sure you tell them John Rush from Drive Radio sent you.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Craig in Wheat Ridge, go ahead, sir.
Hey, John, excuse me. I have to go to the medicine cabinet. I've got a headache after that previous call.
On the CVTs?
Well, just the call in general. I mean, if you think a dealer is charging too much for a vehicle or a particular chain of dealerships, go take elsewhere. Don't sit there and argue with them.
Yeah, you can go somewhere. Yeah, thank you. And that's my problem even with some of these quote-unquote pundits. It's like, okay, yeah, there's always going to be somebody out there that is either overcharging or doing something that probably isn't, you know, completely kosher. Fine, go somewhere else. That's what the free market does.
Now, a little bit of active defense, I mean, they do tend to have a better quality of inventory overall, and they do have a return policy.
They do.
Which, you know, well, you're not going
to
get with.
And Craig, really quick, I gave them kudos because they also can sell cars to people that couldn't otherwise buy a car. And yes, there's always a place for those particular, you know, in, you know, those particular businesses. And if they're able to do that, then fine. They're meeting a market segment no one else can meet.
Yeah, they have a place.
Correct. I'm not going to beat them up for that.
And then, as far as a car or a brand of car that I would never drive, a lot of that has to do with my perception of how the owners of those vehicles do drive. One being Audi SUV drivers.
They're fast drivers, no doubt.
I think they're some of the most aggressive, disrespectful, rude, too for the conditions, too fast for the neighborhood, the whole gamut.
Can't argue that.
I've had a couple incidents with a couple. Nothing happened as far as getting hit, but nearly got hit. And, you know, just their whole way of driving, you know, just, I'll just say that. And then as far as one of your sponsors, I have an older Honda Accord, which is a really dependable, good used car. It's a 1997.
Okay.
I tried using Geno's Automotive. They advertised they were running a strut special.
They won't work on that car.
They won't work on it.
Nope. A lot of my shops, even that I coach, Craig, will not work on that car. It's too old.
Now, when you define too old, the reason I was given is because they're too hard to work on. Aren't they a lot simpler to work on?
No, it's the parts availability for a lot of them, and just a lot of the shops and even the ones I coach, we have policies where you get over a certain age, it's just not productive in the shop to work on those older vehicles, and so they don't. And to make it even with, you know, different service advisors and so on, where a lot of these shops don't have the owner always present, we have to put policy in place. And a lot of the shops I coach, we have a limit as to, and I, by the way, I encourage them, Craig, to have a limit that they're going to have as far as the cars they're going to work on. Otherwise, it just becomes a mess.
We won't work on a Maserati, but we will work on that 97 Accord.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but no Maserati.
No Maseratis.
No.
You're going to have to explain it to me a little better, John. That's a pretty simple. So why would that be difficult?
Because when you've got a service advisor that you're an owner, you, Craig, are the owner, and you've got people working for you, you have to put a blanket policy in place as far as the age of vehicles that you're going to work on, or you're going to have a hodgepodge of who determines whose vehicle comes in the door and whose doesn't. So in a lot of cases, owners will say, we're only working on vehicles that are 15 years of age or newer, and that's their flat-out policy, and there's no exceptions. And you would do the same thing as an owner.
My response to that, then, is it should – I know I went to Geno's, and I know they have some restrictions on what type of vehicles they will not work on. At that age, there was nothing mentioned on their website about we will not work on vehicles from date 2000 and older.
And by the way, I wouldn't, even if they were, if I was coaching them, I wouldn't advise them to put anything on there along those lines because, yes, there can be exceptions to the rule, although, Craig, I will tell you that there's not that many of those vehicles running around, so it's not a big issue. The age of the fleet's 12 and a half years of age, so there's not many 97s running around, to be honest with you. You're unique.
Well, then that makes it a little difficult for us to get repairs done.
It does. You've got to search around for shops, and Legacy will do that for you. They're one in our group. But I will tell you, though, most in our group will not. They're the exception. Most will not.
Okay.
And even the shops that I coach from coast to coast will not work on a 97.
Well, it's not like it's a classic or a specialty car by any means.
No, it's just, because here's what happened, Craig. And this is not that the suspension piece might not be that hard to find, but let's say something happens and something else breaks while doing that job. Now you're stuck with a hangar queen trying to find parts for a car that you may not be able to find. Trust me, I've done this long enough to know. I recommend to all my shops, and Legacy is an exception, but I recommend to all the shops I coach to not work on your car.
Well,
for that very reason.
You know, it's just, again, if you're going to have stipulations and restrictions, put that on your website.
And I'll just have to agree to disagree. I'm not going to tell my clients to do that. Sorry.
Well, they already have it. My point is they have restrictions on their website.
They do, but again, you're the exception to the rule, Craig.
Come on, John. You know, if they're going to put restrictions on there, you know, be forward about it.
They are handling that when they talk to you on the phone. Why does it matter, Craig? It doesn't.
Well,
it's not like the car got dropped off, then they told you they can't work on it. They're still telling you on the front side they're not working on your car. It's that simple. And again, Legacy is unique because they will. I don't have a client outside of them that I consult with coast to coast that will. For the reasons I mentioned.
I guess I should just salvage the car and not keep it then.
No, I would sell it or have an expectation of going through this when these times come. All of you that are driving older cars like this is going to become a bigger and bigger deal. Really quick, I'm going to take 1 minute to explain this. Craig, my clients are there for one reason and one reason only, to make money. And there's no denying that. So if I can't help them make money by production out of the shop, then that vehicle cannot be worked on. It's that simple, Craig. That's capitalism, which you agree with.
No, I would.
Oh, Craig, I'm losing you. I'll let you go with that. That's my stance, guys. Sorry. Some of you may agree, disagree. That's how I consult. That's how I coach. That's how I make my shops make money. We have to produce coming out of the shop, and you can't do that working on cars, by the way, that are 1997 or even older. It's just the way it is. Marty, Mike, hang tight. We'll be right back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Napa
Know-How! When you find an automotive repair shop with service you can trust, that's a big deal. That's why so many of our Napa Auto Care Center's customers tell their friends and neighbors about us. Stop by today and pick up your referral cards. When one of your friends comes in for vehicle service or repairs, our Napa Auto Care Center will reward you. Find your nearest location at NapaOnline.com. Napa
Know-How! You listen to Drive Radio because you have a lot of questions about your car. You have questions about what kind of oil to use, what the best tires are, where to get the best parts. But have you ever asked what will happen to your car after you die? Did you know that if you don't have a will that specifically states what will happen, a probate judge will order your family to split your car evenly? And because you can't cut up a car into pieces, your family will be forced to sell it and just split the money. According to Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, it is estimated that 2 out of 3 people don't have a proper will in place, and oftentimes, things like your favorite classic car are accidentally forgotten completely. Michael understands that the only way to be absolutely certain that all of your final wishes will be honored is to take a small amount of time to talk about it. 720-394-6887. 720-394-6887. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, right now to set up a free consultation and make absolutely sure that you don't leave anything to chance.
Few things are life-changing. Your wedding day, the birth of a child, an oil change. Wait, what? Yes, an oil change can change your life if it comes with a peace of mind that if your engine, including the fuel system, fails, you're covered for life. The BG Performance Oil Change comes with free lifetime protection for your engine and fuel system. Find a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. BG.
You're driving down the road and out of nowhere comes a bang. A huge rock just hit your windshield and now you have a star in your windshield. Did you know that chip can be fixed? But who is the best? Who has the best resins that keep developing them to work with the newest windshields? That would be Novus Autoglass. Novus, which is the Latin word for innovate, invented windshield repair in 1972, and it still leads the industry in cutting-edge technology, backed by more patents than any other repair and replacement company. While other glass repair services offer limited warranties, or worse, none at all, you can trust the original Novus pros to stand behind their work with a full refund that you can use towards a windshield replacement for the life of your windshield. Find a Novus location near you by going to any of our websites, ready-radio.com, drive-radio.com, or fixitradio.com. Just click on the Novus link. That's Novus Autoglass.
Picture this. You're cruising down the open road, the wind in your hair, and the sun on your face. Now imagine doing it in a car that looks as good as the day you drove it off the lot. That's where Protec Auto Shield and Nano Coatings comes in. Protec, the name you can trust for top-tier automotive protection. Your car isn't just a set of wheels, it's an investment. And we're here to make sure it stays pristine. Step inside our cutting-edge facility, where we craft the latest in automotive protection. Our advanced paint protection films acts like an invisible force field, shielding your car from road debris, rock chips, and whatever Mother Nature throws your way. And for that showroom shine that lasts, our premium ceramic coatings offer unbeatable protection against dirt, water, and those harsh UV rays. But Protec isn't just about the exterior. We care about every detail, inside and out. Our interior protection products ensure spills, stains, and wear and tear are a thing of the past. Worried about making the right choice? Our expert team is here to guide you, ensuring your car gets the treatment it deserves. Elevate your driving experience with Protec Auto Shield and Nano Coatings, because your car deserves the best. Visit ProtecAutoShield.com today or call 303-423-2841 and shield your investment with confidence. Drive on, protected with Protec Auto Shield.
All right, we are back. Drive Radio, KLZ 560. Marty, you're next. Go ahead, sir.
This is Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Hi.
I totally get your argument about not working on old cars.
Thank you. And I'm not trying to be harsh, Marty, and I realize there's a lot of folks out there listening that have older cars. They love those cars. That's great. I have some as well, but I have to realize what the expectations are when you go to get those vehicles fixed at a modern day production shop.
Yep. There are specialty shops to work on older stuff.
And that's what you have to find when you start getting up in age on vehicles. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I work on antique cars for a full-time hobby. And they're a pain in the butt.
Yes, they are. I know where you're at on that, Marty.
So that said, I should have called when your glass guy was there.
That, you know what? I can always relay things, so that's fine. Go ahead and ask.
Okay. So we used to have a great antique glass guy here in the Springs. He retired and moved away. So is you or your listeners or in Denver or Southern Colorado know a guy who works on antique auto glass?
You know what? I will text Kent. So here's what I need you to do, Marty. Send me a text if you could, 307-200-8222, or you can go to the website drive-radio.com and send me an email. Either way, I will ask Kent if he knows anybody. He does not. That's, again, kind of going back to the same conversation we just had on the older vehicles. He does not do any of that because it's just not cost-effective for them to do so. But there are some guys that do, Marty.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good talking to you.
I will ask him right now. I just texted it, and I'll ask him. So if I can get that even before the top of the hour, Marty, I'll announce it.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it very much, and I appreciate your vote of confidence as well. Mike in Highlands Ranch, go ahead.
Hey, John.
Mike, how are you?
I'm good. All correct answers for Craig.
Well, thank you.
But 65 GTO convertible four-speed. My business partner and dear friend is looking for one. Not a numbers matching.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't ever take that out of the garage anyway.
No, you wouldn't drive it. It'd be no fun.
So I was wondering if your guys are still around, and there's no time limit on when he wants it.
Yeah, I would call Worldwide Vintage, Mike, and just say, listen, here's a car I'm looking for. If you happen to get something along these lines, and by the way, that's right up their alley because they're not going to have a – it's unlikely, let's say, for them to have a full bore numbers matching. I mean, that's a car going to Barrett Jackson and places like that, not going to Worldwide. Yeah. Worldwide would tell you that, and they would have no problem telling you that. But, you know, they get a lot of people requesting vehicles to be sold and so on, and sure, I would just tell them, hey, here's a car I would love to have. If you get any feelers on this, you've got a buyer.
Excellent. Thank you. That's what I was curious about. One other quick question. One of your other callers mentioned the Kelley Blue Book. I haven't been in the, you know, I used to know a lot of wholesalers. I don't anymore. Everybody used the NADA Rocky Mountain version. Kelley Blue Book was great for a seller because they were priced higher.
Right.
Generally than NADA. But is Kelley the new go-to by wholesalers and dealers?
No. Go ahead, Josh.
I didn't think so.
Justin. Or Justin, either one of you.
NADA is still what we use here in Colorado. It's our best book. We also use Manheim reports. So Manheim is a nationwide auction. So we also see what they're running through there, and then experience goes into it. KBB usually for trade-in values is lower, so you might have a new car dealership or used car dealership throwing a KBB number out at you for your trade-in. So a lot of times they can buy it cheaper than that. But no, I do agree. NADA and Manheim reports, and then experience what we're going to go
off of.
What's
the market doing today?
Oh, no, I get it. Another quick comment. I still get NADA books sent to me every month. I still subscribe to them. I still have them.
Wow.
I'm old school that way. And I like to see, you know the old saying, all your guys know, what's the left side opener? Where are we going?
Yep. The only downside to the physical book, and I've been doing this 17 years, the physical book, it's hard to add the ads or the extra equipment, where nowadays we've got VIN scanners that do that in an instant, and then you can just add a couple things like the moonroof or alloy wheels, that kind of thing.
And completely and totally understand that because you're in the business. I'm not, and so I'm able to kind of peruse and look and get some feels. And so I was just curious because everybody seems to think that Kelly Blue Book, the sun rises and sets on it, and I'm like, I don't
it's
think
a guide. It's just it's a starting point, Mike, as you know. And as I always say, what's a car worth? What somebody will pay.
Pay for that. What's anything worth?
That's right. That's the bottom line. Mike, I got to run. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it very much. Justin actually did a little bit of research on the classic car glass. Looks like Denver Auto Glass, Denver Action Auto Glass may actually be a fix for you. So, Marty, if you're still listening, they may be able to take care of that. Kent already texted back in. He did not know anybody, so that's it. So Ridgeline Auto Brokers, guys, remember, we got two locations now to service you. Legacy Automotive, same business, same place, same ability to handle things. Boulder or Fort Collins, you name it, they can take care of it. Go to RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Guys, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your weekend, guys. We'll see you Monday. This is Drive Radio KLZ 560.